Did you have three pieces to your suits?
Yeah, you had a vest, pants, and a coat.
Uh-huh. How'd you hold your pants up in those days?
You had belts, then you had belts and you had suspenders. Uh-huh. But I always used a belt. I never had used suspenders.
You never have?
No.
I'd like to go back to, I'd like to ask you more questions about the clothes.
All right.
But I'd like first to ask you about the house before I forget it. Did you have, you say you had a pot upstairs in the bedroom. What did you have outside where you could go?
I had a toilet.
Do you remember any joking names?
I had all kinds of them for that Johnny outside, you see.
Johnny?
Yeah.
And how about on the outside of the house? What did you have?
I had fig trees and things like that.
And how about, how did you seal up the house?
Like this one this year.
But I mean, did the boards run up and down, or?
Well, sometimes it run, just because of how you built it. Most of them were crossed.
They did.
That way.
Mm-hmm. Is that weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding, yeah.
And if they run up and down, what would you call?
Well, just planks, old thing.
Planks.
Almost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where the L, where you had the L formed in the roof, what did you call that place? It looks like this. The place where the two parts of the L and the roof come together.
I don't define them now. They just had on there where they dropped down there. Then they had a eave valve that where it drained. Then that went on down, you see, and they'll come and go down the drainage, go out each side.
You ever call that a gutter?
Gutter, yeah, the, gutter, that's
where,
right.
Where the two came together?
Yeah, gutter,
And did you ever catch water?
To wash, the niggas did.
They did.
But we had, in 1909, we put out an artesian well at the headquarters, and niggas come down and get his brother Barrel.
I see. And how would they wash clothes?
That tub. Had a tub,
mm-hmm.
And a washboard, and a bar of soap. Soap from the bars in those days, they didn't have all these different kinds.
Mm-hmm. And how did you heat the house? Would you explain that?
Yeah, we had big fireplaces and had logs put on there.
What would you, could you tell me any more about how the fireplace?
Just like that, and that was a whole lot bigger though.
And what would you call those iron things that would hold up the logs?
Andirons.
And across the, where you got all this, your wife has all the statues, what'd you call that in the old days?
Well, the same we do now, that was the, what do you call it?
Is that the mantle?
Mantle, yeah, called the mantle.
Board,
yeah. Uh-huh. Made just like it is now.
Uh-huh. And where you got the bricks?
Down there, well, that's the fireplace.
That's the all the way down the floor.
Yeah, that's fireplace.
Place or hearth.
Yeah.
How'd you start the fire?
Wood.
Would you tell me more about?
Yeah, the kindling. You have pile of kindling there. Put it down, take a match, strike it, and start it. Mostly it was piece some of that fire left there. Just pull all the coal together and put your kindling on it, then put your wood on. Because nobody didn't go to bed in those days about 11 or 12 o'clock.
Did you have something in a big log in the
back?
Night, in the back?
Yeah. It's called a back log.
Back log, and that would hold the fire?
All night, yeah. Ice. Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's most a lot of hickory. Hardwood, you see.
Oh, real hardwood.
Yeah.
So it burns slow.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And throw out lots of heat, too.
Did you make anything of the stuff that was left in the...
Ashes?
Did you make anything of that?
Some of them back here on the hill now, they made a lie out of it, soap.
But not over here?
No.